From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. California's new governor is warning residents that more tough times are ahead. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, Democrat Jerry Brown's inauguration speech on Monday was largely focused on dealing with the state's $28 billion deficit.
Brown served two terms between 1975 and 1983 before being reelected in November. He repeated his campaign pledges to speak the truth, no new taxes without popular consent, and to bring spending decisions closer to local governments. Brown said California need to make painful budget decisions.
At this stage of my life, I've not come here to embrace delay and denial.
Brown offered no specifics, but said his will be a tough budget for tough times. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Senate Democrats are vowing to fight any repeal of President Obama's health care law. They've sent a letter to incoming House Speaker John Boehner saying the GOP threat will hurt popular provisions such as improved Medicare prescription coverage. House Republicans say they'll keep trying to eliminate what they call Obamacare, with the first vote planned for January 12th. The agency that regulates offshore drilling is preparing for a new phase of exploration in the Gulf of Mexico and in the Arctic. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management plans to hold a dozen public hearings as it decides on drilling rules.
This is for the 2012 to 2017 drilling period. Half of the hearings next month will be held in Alaska. Native and environmental groups worry an oil spill could be difficult to clean up there. Eleanor Huffines with the Pew Environment Group says more research is needed on the Arctic environment and spill cleanup.
So we want to see Department of Interior move slowly and apply the best available science and ensure that there really is an ability to clean up an oil spill and broken ice.
The government also will hold hearings in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Virginia. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Chicago's police chief reports that the city saw its lowest homicide rate in 45 years during 2012. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebor reports.
In 2010, there were 435 murders in Chicago. The last time it was that low was 1965.
A gallon of milk was 95 cents. A gallon of gas was 31 cents.
Police Superintendent Jody Weiss credits technology and data for the drop in homicides.
Every day, we're looking at what happened the night before, and we're trying to put our resources where they can best be deployed, targeting who they need to target. It made very, very, very efficient use of our resources.
The lower crime numbers come as Weiss faces an uncertain future as the head of the Chicago Police Department. He was brought in 3 years ago by Mayor Richard Daley to clean up the department in the wake of several police scandals.
Robert Wildebor of Chicago Public Radio. This is NPR News. Wildlife officials in Arkansas are investigating the deaths of perhaps a half million birds and up to 150,000 fish over the past few days. Abe Martinez from member station KUAR says despite the timing and proximity of the findings, authorities believe the cases are not related.
In the central Arkansas town of Beebe, residents reported eerie scenes of dead birds falling from the sky just before midnight on New Year's Eve. Up to 5,000 red-winged blackbirds and starlings have been collected by an environmental cleanup team. Meanwhile, tests are underway to determine what killed up to 100,000 drumfish in the last few days along a 20-mile stretch of the Arkansas River near Clarksville. Game and Fish Commission spokesperson Keith Stevens says investigators have considered a connection.
The Department of Emergency Management did some air samples. The water's been tested. It doesn't look like there's any indication that they were related at all.
Early test results on the birds point to death from blunt trauma to internal organs, perhaps from hailstorms, lightning, or fireworks. For NPR News, I'm Abe Martinez in Little Rock.
Bank of America says it will pay $2.8 billion to settle claims stemming from mortgage loans that Countrywide Financial sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The loans were purchased before Bank of America's 2008 purchase of Countrywide, which routinely approved mortgages that its customers couldn't afford. The agreement comes less than a week after Ally Financial agreed to pay $462 million in damages over loans it sold to Fannie Mae. Bank of America still faces lawsuits from other investors trying to recoup losses from bad mortgages. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.